Joining us now is Wendy Warren, who's an editor on the city desk of the Philadelphia Daily News. Last night, a lot of newspapers across the country found themselves in the awkward position of publishing what might turn out to be Dewey Beats Truman headlines. Here in Philadelphia, the Daily News confronted the dilemma of which headline to use late into the night as the election news kept changing.
That's a long and tortured story, as in at many newspapers. As of about 2:30 in the morning, we were ready to go with a very typically Daily News grabby headline, Nader loses. But about 2:30 is when we started to realize that networks were calling a winner and that it was George Bush. And so we did prepare a headline that said Bush wins. And we actually sent that to our printing plant. But before the presses started to run, smart editors here called and said, we can't go with that. We're just not sure what's going to happen. And we ended up with a great headline which says, Bush maybe.
So you didn't actually have to stop the presses.
Well, we did stop the presses from running. What we did is about 3 o'clock in the morning, actually about 3:45 in the morning, we said, no, we can't go with that headline. We can't declare a winner in this race yet. And we lifted from the presses several plates that changed our cover, changed some of our stories, and then finally ran the presses at about 4:17 in the morning.
Stop the presses is one of those phrases that raises images of, you know, vast 19th century machinery grinding out newspapers. Do you do it these days with a click of the mouse?
Well, we do some parts of it with a mouse, but the actual printing of a paper is pretty similar. The presses are much better now, but they still put ink on paper with something like the same technology that has been used for decades. What we do, since we're here in downtown Philadelphia and we have a printing plant that's in the suburbs, we send our pages to them electronically, and that's what we were updating as late as 3:45 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
So is there an actual newspaper that people have seen that says Bush wins Philadelphia?
We were smart enough to avoid that. What they got was Bush maybe.
Obviously, that couldn't have been the only headline that you were thinking about overnight.
No, the Daily News takes its headlines, I don't want to say seriously, but we certainly spend a lot of time making them the kind of thing that you can't pass on the newsstand. So we actually had a headline competition here in the newsroom pretty late when folks were pretty punchy. And some of the things that were thrown around were W is for victory or Gore more years.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, we like our headlines here. We're pretty proud of them.
Is there any one individual who's going to be getting a medal for stopping the Bush wins paper?
Well, there's a lot of smart people. There was one of the people who communicates directly with the printing plant here was smart enough to say, you know, I think we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. And, of course, our newsroom editors are telling them, you know, we don't have it yet. We can't go with this. And seeing what the other papers did, I don't know if you saw what happened in Austin. They actually had 4 different headlines on the Austin American Statesman, which obviously is very important to them. And they finally had to settle on history on hold. And then, of course, there's a great New York Post out on the streets that says Bush wins.
And that's the one, if it ever should go to Gore, that he'll be there'll be the photograph of him holding that one
up. I think we have trounced Dewey Beats Truman. I think we are way past that. This is the new Dewey Beats Truman.
You have to distribute newspapers all over the metropolitan area of Philadelphia. By waiting that late, aren't you jeopardizing delivery out to the suburbs?
Well, that's exactly what our editors were weighing. And we had all of the top editors of the paper here working overnight. I don't mean late at night. I mean overnight last night. And they were deciding, if we stop the presses, how many papers can we sell? The Daily News is a paper that it lives and dies by how many people spend 60 cents in the morning on what we can give you. And if we push our deadlines, there are fewer people walking the streets at 10 or 9 than there are at 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a balance between wanting to get exactly the right headline, the headline that's going to mean the most to our readers and be as accurate as possible, and wanting to make sure we get that market that we're trying to reach every morning. That's exactly what they were weighing, and that's why you finally do have to go to press at some point.
by saying that, you mean you don't make your money off of people who subscribe to the paper, but rather people who buy it in a newsstand or out of one of those little machines.
We our primary base is people who do buy single copy sales, is what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to have a pretty good day. I mean, it's we're thrilled that we were, at least at right now, we're still right. Of course, things are still changing, and you know, we may yet learn who our president-elect is going to be.
But I think in this city and everywhere around the country, there are people looking at headlines and shaking their heads.
Go out to your newsstand, buy these papers. It is a day for the scrapbooks.
Wendy Warren is one of the editors on the city desk of the Philadelphia Daily News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.